If you've walked around your neighborhood lately, the empty streets seem pretty weird, right? Andrew Stewart has felt this. He lives in the seaside town of Llandudno, Wales. One night while he was looking out the window, he noticed something really weird. Wild goats everywhere. A herd of more than 100 of them has taken advantage of the empty streets, and now they're just roaming about the town. Andrew Stewart joins us from Llandudno.
I live in a pub in Llandudno, and I was just downstairs one night. I looked outside the window, straight onto the street, and there they were, literally running past me, about 10 or 15 of them all together. They stopped in the square, which is about 50 yards or so away from us, and just started eating all the hedges, climbing on the walls, blocking the roads, and just like having the time of their lives. Like everything that you think a goat would do to have fun, they were doing it, you know. they just destroying everything they possibly could.
Where did these goats come from? Have they ever visited the town before?
They do visit regularly, actually. So we're a coastal resort, and it's about 20,000 or so people. And we've got a headland, which is it's about a five or six mile drive around it. And that's about 600 feet high. They live on the cliffs on there, basically, and they've lived there since about the 1800s. They normally live on the cliffs, but when it gets really windy, which it has been for a bit recently, they come down for shelter. And normally they come down and they get to sort of people's back gardens and streets and sort of the back streets. And then there's cars and people in the way to stop them going any further. They seem to be a bit averse to people. They don't really like it. You're not going to come close to them because they don't like you as much as you wouldn't like to have a meeting with one of them in close quarters. But I mean, because of lockdown, there's no people, there's no cars, there's no noise, there's nothing to stop them. So they're just exploring places which they haven't done before.
How have the locals reacted? Are people giving them space or trying to get them to go back to the cliff?
You can get them to go back. They sort of go back on their own. They know where they live and they're going to go back up there. But people love it, you know. It's just absolutely taken off. I mean, my Twitter account has been pretty much unusable for the last day or so with everyone sharing that those videos. There was even a goat cam set up on one of the tourist pages for the town, a Facebook Live of the square where they're looking down. And, you know, just so people can keep an eye on that and see them as they come back in real time.
Now you're known around the world, as you put it in one tweet, as the man who stares at goats. How does that feel?
Yes. Well, it's a very memorable lockdown for that, for sure. You think, what could possibly come out of lockdown? What's going to happen? I did not think that this would happen. It's just so weird and bizarre and really funny at the same time.
Andrew Stewart is a video producer. He's been speaking with us from a Welsh village that is now overrun by goats. Andrew, I don't know what else to say, but have fun.
Thank you very much. I will. I will surely have fun.